This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Republican presidential contest is all but over now that former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has dropped out. Romney ended his bid for the White House yesterday after falling far behind Arizona Senator John McCain in the delegate race on Super Tuesday. Romney's departure marks a rare defeat for the man who made his fortune in business and achieved fame when he rescued the 2002 Winter Olympics. Too often in the presidential race, though, Romney was forced to settle for a silver medal. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Romney announced he was getting out of the presidential race in Washington at a gathering of conservatives. He said it was thanks to their help that a little-known former governor had won more than 4 million primary votes. But Romney said, much as his supporters would like him to keep fighting for the nomination, staying in the race now would only help the Democrats.
If this were only about me, I'd go on, but it's never been only about me. I entered this race because I love America. And because I love America, in this time of war, I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
Among those booing Romney's decision was Michelle Detweiler, a stay-at-home mom from Virginia. She says Romney inspired her to get actively involved in politics for the first time in 20 years.
I'm just heartsick today that we conservatives didn't rally around him sooner.
Romney had counted on support from social and fiscal conservatives in Iowa and New Hampshire to score some early victories and ride that momentum to the nomination. But at every turn, he found someone in his way. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee won the Iowa caucuses, siphoning off support from a large number of Christian evangelicals. Huckabee had campaigned in Iowa, accusing Romney of being a latecomer to the social conservatives' cause.
Some people, when they run for office, they'll come up with a whole bunch of new views that they just decided to get because it seems like it might work in Iowa. Some of us come to you with the views that we've had because they're convictions, they're not political conveniences.
Romney's change of heart on issues like abortion and gay rights did leave lingering doubts about his authenticity. While some conservatives embraced his newfound commitment, New Hampshire voter Roberta Barrett found it hard to trust him.
Let's see. Let's be tactful. I think when he was governor of Massachusetts, he was a very liberal Republican. Now he's trying to be a very conservative Republican. It doesn't work. And I just don't think we want somebody to buy the election.
Romney's personal fortune enabled his campaign to spend $86 million last year, more than twice as much as John McCain. 40 cents of every dollar came from Romney's own pocket, and as outside contributions dwindled, he put more of his own money in. Here he is speaking in late September.
This for me is a race I'm investing in at least as much as everybody else, probably a lot more. And I'm not beholden to any particular group for getting me in this race or for getting me elected. My family, that's the only group I'm really beholden to, their willingness to let their inheritance slip away dollar by dollar.
Despite all that spending, Romney managed only a second-place finish in the New Hampshire primary. It was another disappointing silver. Romney did win the Michigan primary the following week, thanks in part to strong family ties. He was born there, and his father was a popular governor. Romney also stressed his business know-how as a cure for Michigan's struggling economy, and he continued to hammer away at that economic theme in the hotly contested Florida primary.
I've been in the real economy. I will use that experience to keep America's economy the strongest in the world.
McCain won Florida, though, and its prize of 57 delegates. By then, it was time for Romney to make some economic decisions of his own. He continued to campaign through Super Tuesday, but he didn't invest the huge sums in television advertising that he had in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Florida. By the time Tuesday's votes were counted, McCain had a virtually insurmountable lead in the race for delegates. And Romney, the businessman who always says, study the numbers, could see that for him, they didn't add up. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Hillary Clinton recently loaned her presidential campaign $5 million, while Mitt Romney poured about $40 million into his race by the end. You can read about the successes and follies of personal fortunes and political campaigns at npr.org/elections.